Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Oh, well, dear, I'm a little too tired for hide-and-seek.
Oh, I was just cleaning off that spot behind your desk.
Oh, yeah, that mysterious spot. The one the boy said just appeared on the rug one night when no one was here.
Honey, little problem came up. The Blakes invited us to play bridge tomorrow night.
And you don't have a thing to wear?
No, it's just that we agreed the next time we went out, Beaver was too old to have a babysitter.
Well, won't Wally be here?
He has a basketball game tomorrow night.
Oh, boy. When we told Beaver that we weren't going to have babysitters for him anymore, I thought he was going to get it in writing and have it notarized.
But why do we make promises like that?
Well, it's very simple. It was the easiest thing to do at the time.
Looks like we're fresh out of cake.
What kind of jip is this? The deal was I'd drive you home for a hunk of cake.
But I thought we'd have some left over. Here, look. Why don't you have an apple?
An apple's no hunk of cake.
Hey, take a banana, too. Why don't you take the whole bowl?
Well, don't start leaning on me, Wally. I'm even driving you to the masquerade tomorrow night for nothing.
You never drive anybody anywhere for nothing. How come you're giving me a break?
Well, I'm charging Bill Scott double.
Oh, hi, Wally.
Oh, hi, Mom. Hello, Mrs. Cleaver. Oh, Wally insisted I have a little something to eat.
Yes, well, that's fine, Clarence. You're always welcome.
Well, I was just leaving. I'll pick you up tomorrow night after the basketball game, Wally.
Wally, what's this about tomorrow night?
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Mom. After practice tomorrow night, I'm going to a masquerade party with Lumpy and some of the guys.
Oh.
But what are you going to wear, Wally?
I don't know. I thought maybe I'd wear my dad's old double-breasted tuxedo and go as an undertaker.
Yeah, that'll be a gas.
I'm not too crazy about this masquerade stuff. I feel embarrassed enough just going to parties as myself.
Yeah. Well, I better be going home now. Daddy's going to help me with my math. I don't really need the help, but he gets such a kick out of it.
Well, goodbye, Clarence.
Goodbye, Mrs. Cleaver. What time will the game be over tomorrow?
Oh, real early. It's not a regular game. We're just playing the B team. Won't take us long to slaughter them.
Well, I'll pick up Bill Scott first. Then I'll come around and get you. But you'll be ready, because once I get my heap going, I don't like to stop her.
Okay, Lump.
All this junk still doesn't add up to a hunk of cake.
I just don't think it's fair to ask Wally to change his plans and stay home with Beaver tomorrow night. After all, he has his own life to lead.
Well, why don't I call Mrs. Johnson? Beaver will make less of a fuss about her than anybody.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hello, Mr. Cleaver. Mrs. Cleaver.
Oh, boys. June, I think the answer to our problem just walked in. Beaver, how would you like to have Gilbert spend the night with you tomorrow night?
Gee, Dad, that'd be neat.
Gilbert, do you think it would be all right with your parents?
Oh, yes, Miss Cleaver. My mother says she likes to have me out of the house over the weekend so she can have company without getting a headache.
Yes, well, you ask your mother anyway, Gilbert.
You boys will be all right, won't you? You know, Wally won't be home until late.
Oh, don't worry, Miss Cleaver. If I get hurt or anything, my dad's got insurance on me.
Come on, Gilbert, let's go to my room and mess around.
Joan, Gilbert's always talking about his parents. Have you ever met them?
Oh, I see her at the supermarket once in a while. She seems like a very calm, sensible person.
She can't really go by that. You may look the same way to her.
Hey, Wally, guess what? Gilbert's going to spend the night here tomorrow night.
Gilbert, you touch my hair tonic and I'll clobber you.
Hey, Wally, I wouldn't touch it.
Well, sure he wouldn't, Wally. He's too young to smell that good. Boy, that's the dullest movie I've ever seen.
Me too. It was kind of neat in the beginning, though, when those two gangsters drove up in front of the apartment house and they were waiting for that guy to come out so they could croak him.
Yeah. Well, it was real spooky when they were sitting there with the machine guns and the stockings pulled over their faces.
Yeah, and when they were sure nobody was around, they sneaked up to the house and... Beav, is the back door locked?
Yeah, I think so. Why, Gilbert? You're not scared, are you?
No. Are you?
Well, of course not. Now let's turn the television back on and watch the guy who gives the weather.
He's no good.
Yeah, but at least he doesn't scare you. Hey, Gilbert. Come here. Look.
It's just a car.
Yeah, but it's going real slow.
Yeah, and there are two big guys in it.
Now they're stopping.
Hey, they're putting out the lights.
Gilbert, look out and see if they got guns.
Not me. You look out and see if they've got guns. It's your house.
Hey, Mom, you think Wally's home yet?
No, we're early. The game isn't even over yet.
Well, maybe we ought to go ring the front doorbell.
His parents might answer. And what's the use of talking to grown-ups if you don't have to?
Yeah, they're all the time being polite so they can find out what you're up to.
Hey, Bill, do I look like one of them tough waterfront guys?
No, you don't look much worse than usual.
Hey, how about this then?
Hey, why don't you wear that when Wally comes home and we'll scare the socks off of him?
Yeah, he'll flip.
I wonder if they're still out there.
I don't hear anything.
Beav, we gotta do something.
What can we do?
We could yell.
Well, I can't. I don't think anything would come out.
Let's call the police.
Gee, the police wouldn't listen to a kid.
Yeah. Hey, I know. You could make your voice sound real mad, and then they'll think you're a father.
Yeah. Hello, operator. This is a father talking, and I want the police. Just a minute. She wants to know if it's an emergency.
Of course it is, Beav. We can get killed or something.
Yes, ma'am. It's an emergency. Hello, police station? Well, you see, there's a suspicious-looking car out in front of our house with two men in it. Me? Mr. Cleaver. Yes, sir. Our address? 211 Pine Street. Yes, sir. They got masks on, and they turned out their lights and everything, and we've never seen them before. Yes, sir. Okay. Goodbye, sir. They're coming.
Good. Come on, Beav. I'll help you move the piano in front of the door.
Okay. We don't have a piano.
Hey, Lump, you don't suppose Wally's already home, do you?
Nah. If he was, he'd be upstairs changing into his costume. There's no light on up in his room.
Hey, Beav, one of the guys is casing the house.
Golly. Maybe it's the police saying they can't come.
They gotta come. They get bawled out if they let a guy get killed.
Hello? Oh, hi, Wally. Boy, am I glad you called.
Look, Beaver, I haven't got time to talk now. I'm plenty late as it is.
But you see, Wally, me and Gilbert just...
Beaver, now look, will you just keep still and listen? If Lumpy comes by, you just tell him to wait, okay? I'm on my way home.
But, Wally... That was my brother, and he said Lumpy's coming over.
Maybe he'll scare him away. He looks like a man.
From the back, he does. But from the front, he just looks like a stupid kid.
Hey, Pete, the police are here.
Boy, just in time, too. Boy, wasn't it neat the way the police grabbed those crooks?
Yeah, but it would have been neater if they'd started shooting.
Yeah.
Boy, wait till we tell the guys at school what we've done.
Yeah, and my mom and dad are worried about us staying home alone. Hey, Gilbert, what's the matter with you?
Oh, nothing.
But you keep looking out the window.
Well, you know how crooks are. What if they escape from jail and come back here?
Well, why would they do that?
To rub us out for squealing on them.
But how would they know we squealed on them?
They might come back and rub out the whole block just to make sure they got the right guys.
Cut it out, Gilbert. You saw the police take them away. There's nothing to be scared of.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, come on, let's play the game.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Beeve? Beeve?
Hi, Wally.
Hey, what are you crazy guys doing?
Just goofing around.
We thought it'd be fun to hide when you came in.
Hey, has Lumpy showed up yet?
No, Wally, but there were two guys out in the car.
Oh, yeah, Lumpy's going to have Bill with him. We're going to a masquerade.
Yeah. Well, so me and Gilbert called the... Masquerade?
That's where they wear funny clothes and masks and stuff, isn't it?
Oh, sure it is.
Yeah, but Lumpy has a black card, doesn't he, Wally?
Well, he did, but last week we painted it gray.
Oh, but there are a couple of fenders missing off Lumpy's car, aren't there, Wally?
Not anymore. That's how come we painted the car. Lumpy couldn't find anything but gray fenders up at the dump. Hey, what's eating you guys?
Oh, nothing, Wally. But I think we better go to bed, Gilbert.
Yeah, all of a sudden I'm a lot sleepier than I thought.
Yeah.
Now, just a minute, you guys.
Well, night, Wally.
Night, Wally.
Now, wait a minute. Look, how come you guys are acting so funny?
Nothing. We're just little kids.
Come on, you guys. Some fishy going on around here, and I want to know what it is. Beaver?
Maybe we're going to tell them what we did to Lumpy and Bill.
No, Beaver, you can't.
Why not?
Well, what are you going to say, Wally? We just had the police throw your two friends in jail?
Yeah, I guess it's not as good an idea as I thought it was.
Beaver? Hey, Beaver!
Go away, Wally! We're asleep!
Hello, Mrs. Haskell? Hi, has Eddie gone to the masquerade yet? Okay, thanks a lot. Hi, Eddie. Love never showed up. You know how he is. Hey, look, can you get your pop's car and come on over and pick me up? What do you mean, no? Oh, you didn't get invited to Mary Ellis Masquerade, huh? Look, I told you not to wave your dead frog at her in biology. Nah, it's getting pretty late, and I'm kind of tired after the game. I think I'll just forget about the party and hit the sack. Okay, I'll see you.
Quiet on the home front.
Didn't go to the masquerade, went to bed. Beaver and Gilbert in bed. Yours truly, Wally.
We skunked the B team.
I don't know. I guess
Beaver and Gilbert must have behaved themselves. The lamps are all intact. No broken chairs. No root beer on the ceiling.
Oh, I'm sure the boys got along fine. It's a wonderful feeling knowing we can go away and not worry about the Beaver.
Yeah, it appears we've passed another milestone in our young son's life. I'll relax a bit this time of night. Hello? Yeah. Oh, hi, Fred. It's Fred Rutherford.
All right, Ward, what are you trying to do to my lad?
What am I trying to do to your lad? What are you talking about?
You know perfectly well what I'm talking about. The police told me you called them.
The police? Look, Fred, I just came in the front door. I haven't the faintest idea what...
Ward, if you object to my boy coming around your house, you could call me direct, not sick the law on
him. Why don't you go over there and punch him in the nose, Daddy?
Clarence, I told you to go to bed.
But, Daddy, I'm the one they hauled off to the police station.
And I'm the one who came down and got you out. Now go to bed.
For doing nothing?
Go to bed, you big boob!
Yes, Daddy.
Ward, this comes as quite a blow to me, friendship-wise.
Fred, would you mind telling me what happened?
Come now, Ward, old man. You know what happened. Clarence was parked in front of your house, and the police came along and picked him up on a complaint from a Mr. Cleaver.
A Mr. Cleaver?
Yes, Cleaver. C-L-E-A-V-E-R.
All right, we'll concede that. But how did they arrest him for an unsubstantiated complaint?
Well, it just happened at the time that Clarence was parked on the wrong side of the street and didn't happen to have his driver's license with him and was wearing a rather hideous mask. But that's beside the point. The thing that bothers me most is that you, whom I consider my closest friend, would turn on my lad this way.
Yes, Fred. Yes, Fred. Yeah. All right, goodbye.
What's this all about Clarence?
Well, it seems the police picked Clarence up tonight, and somehow Fred thinks it's my fault.
Oh. Well, Wally didn't go to the masquerade. Do you suppose he'd know anything about this?
Oh, I don't think Wally'd do a thing like this to Lumpy. Still, there are a lot of fellows in the penitentiary who started out as sweet, quiet little boys.
Bored.
Wally. Wally.
Huh?
Wally, wake up. I want to talk to you.
Dad, what do you want?
Wally, do you know anything about Lumpy being arrested tonight?
Lumpy arrested? Gee, Dad, what is this, some kind of a joke?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out. You didn't phone the police then, huh?
Oh, golly, no. I mean, I was ready to clobber the guy when he didn't show up, but I wouldn't call the police on him.
Well, somebody phoned them from here.
And Mr. Rutherford is terribly upset. Have you any idea who it might have been or who might know what happened?
Yeah, I think so.
You mean, you think it might be your brother, Beaver?
Well, yeah, that was the brother that I was thinking of.
Ward, can't it wait until morning? After all, it's a shame to wake Beaver and Gilbert up out of sound sleep.
No, it's too important to wait, dear. And anyway, under the circumstances, I doubt very much that they're sleeping soundly. Come on.
I'm sure that was my mom and dad who came in before. Somebody came up the stairs. And now they're walking this way. And they're not walking happy.
Let's pretend we're asleep. My mom never lets my dad hit me when I'm sleeping.
Okay.
Boys?
Yes, Dad?
Well, I see you boys are still wide awake.
Yes, I was just going to sleep, Mr. Cleaver.
Me too, Dad. Well, your father wants to talk to you.
Boys, what do you know about the police taking Lumpy to the police station?
Nothing.
We called him.
Well, just what was your idea in doing that?
Well, you see, Dad, Lumpy and the other guy, they drove up in that car, and they had masks on for the masquerade party, and we've been watching a real spooky movie on television. So we figured they were gangsters, and they were going to croak us. And so we called the police.
And you used my name.
Yeah, and it worked pretty good, Mr. Cleaver. They came whizzing right out here.
Yes, well, boys, I can certainly understand you're being frightened, and it's better to be safe than sorry. But the next time, it'd help if you determined the facts before you jumped to conclusions.
Mr. Rutherford was terribly upset.
How about Mr. Scott?
Mr. Scott?
Bill's father. I guess they took him away, too.
Well, that's another phone call I can look forward to.
Dad?
Yes, Beaver?
Did you and Mom have a good time at the party?
Yes, Beaver, we had a very fine evening.
Boys, I think you'd better be getting some sleep. Honey, I think we can talk further about this in the morning.
Yeah.
I think my mom wants me home for breakfast.
Well, fine, Gilbert. Now then, you two fellas get on to bed and no more noise, huh? Good night.
Good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Night, Mr. and Miss Cleaver.
Good night.
Boy, B, this is the last time I'm staying all night at your creepy house.
Yeah?
Yeah, if I wanted to get in this much trouble, I could have stayed home.
Boy, Beaver, you really look sad.
You'd look sad, too, if you spent the whole morning apologizing.
Apologizing?
Sure. First, I had to apologize to Mr. Rutherford and then to Lumpy. Then I had to apologize to Mr. Scott and Bill.
You didn't cry, did you?
No. Last year, I would have cried. But now I figure I was too old for that sort of stuff to work.
You're all through apologizing. How come you're still moping?
I'm afraid next time Mom and Dad go out, they'll want me to go back to having a babysitter again on account I goofed stuff up.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, all right. But, you know, I'll bet you in about 20 or 30 years from now, everybody will be laughing about it.
What do you mean?
Well, when you get grown up and have kids and get married, Dad's going to say, hey, remember the time that Beaver and Gilbert called the police on Lumpy? And then Mom will explain all about it. Then everybody will get a big laugh out of it.
Everybody?
Well, sure. It's going to be real funny then.
Boy, my kids are sure going to think they have a real nut for a father.
Coming up, an episode that spotlights Otis Campbell. Actor Hal Smith was one of Hollywood's busiest voice actors, portraying Davy's dog, Goliath, and both Dino and Barney Rubble on The Flintstones. Stay tuned. That's coming up next.